Cape Town glowed in warm, sunny weather today for one of its most colourful ceremonies, the opening of Parliament. It was opened at noon by the President, Mr. Fouchie.
The Republic has enjoyed a year of peace and tranquility.
All political movements were banned. Everything was quiet, ostensibly. In terms of the struggle, we were in the doldrums.
Protest, agitation completely died out. And yet, under the surface, it continued to bubble.
They had locked up Mandela in jail, but they hadn't looked around to say, where are their children and what are they doing?
The student movement and the leadership of people like Steve Biko, there arose a group imbued with the spirit of black consciousness.
Black people need to defeat the one element in politics which was working against them, and this was the psychological feeling of inferiority.
The reaction of the older generation to us was, are you guys mad? Those guys are going to come blow you away. They're going to kill you. And we said, no. First thing is you stand up and speak your mind, as any normal human being has the right to do.
You could feel it. You could feel that something had to give. It happened on June the 16th.
Teach yourself Afrikaans.
Good evening, listeners. Let us start off by getting to know all the Afrikaans sounds. Lach, dag en nach.
Afrikaans is a hybridization, if you like, of Dutch. It's a language that was used by the rulers.
Thank you.
And the black children hated Afrikaans with a passion.
1975, and Afrikaans is exactly 100 years old. To pay homage to the Afrikaans language, pupils of the school present a play in Afrikaans.
Every school day began with an assembly of all the kids. And one day there's an announcement.
I'm going to speak to you about Bantu education, the education of 1 million Bantu children.
As of today, every subject would be taught in Afrikaans. And the teacher walks in, history becomes geskiedenis. And we're all like, what are you talking about? He says, I don't know either. And that didn't work. Whole classes failed. When they did that, they actually mobilized the entire school generation